Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up?
Yo.
What's going on?
Big Red, what's good?
What's going on, Brother B?
Not much. I'm tired.
Aren't we all?
I'm sleepy.
I'm tired. I'm sleepy.
Yeah, I'm sleepy. Yo, what up, everybody? It is... The menu on Blog Talk Radio is Big Red and Brother B in the house. How y'all
yes,
doing?
We are.
Hope all is well with everyone out there. Yes, I am dragging ass tonight. Dragging ass majorly. Like, my ass is a block away and I'm just not.
I'm dragging it with
like
a string.
Yeah. And the string keep popping. So, yeah.
Oh, damn God. Shy. Oh, good.
Anywho, once again, what up, y'all? It's the menu on Blog Talk Radio, Big Red, Brother B. We in the house. Once again, guest calling the numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And Red, how the hell are y'all?
I'm fine. I'm good. Just chilling on this rainy Sunday evening. Well, Sunday all day, because that's what it's been doing all day since yesterday, raining. Something I hate is rain. Yeah, a little more than I hate summertime, period, but rain is like the second thing that I don't like at all.
I mean, how are you... You was playing hooky last week. How was it?
It was fine. Lots of, it was good. It was good. Lots of, people that I haven't seen in a while. And, it was good to get together with, people I haven't, been around for a long time. The couple seem happy. They, kind of young. But, I mean, like I said, hey, people do what they do.
Sure.
Hey, love young,
is love, man. Love is love.
Yep.
I mean, that's what's up. There's nothing wrong with that. I guess my only issue with that, I guess I wouldn't call it an issue. But, people rushing into things. Like, I did something today, and then I thought about what I did after I did it. And it's true. When you put something in the toaster oven or the microwave to reheat it, it stays hot longer than food out of the microwave, and it just tastes better. So I say that to say this. Once again, we live in a microwave generation where everything has to be right now, right now, right now. I want it right now. I want it in 5 minutes. I want it right now. Hurry up, hurry up.
5 minutes? You mean 5 seconds?
Yeah, exactly. 5 minutes. Yeah, 5 minutes too long. And sometimes it's true. Haste makes waste.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't rush. Sometimes you gotta treat it like that food. Put it in the oven, even though it's gonna take some time. It's gonna come out better.
Right.
And sometimes we just have to take time with things, man. We can't rush in everything. That's why things are falling apart so quickly. That's why people are just getting in relationships and don't really know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They just lusting instead of loving.
They think because they meet each other or they see each other on, these social media and they connect that way. It's like, oh, I know you. Oh, you know me. I know you. No, you don't know that person.
Exactly. I mean, maybe you have dealt with someone like that person, but you don't know that person.
Right.
Specifically. You know, I mean, you know, we just got some time. You just got to take out time with things, man, and stop rushing and everything. I mean, you know, congratulations to those that do it and it lasts. But to those that do it and then as soon as there's like some rocky road, don't be quick to break up everything. Because remember, you had to be all quick and put it together.
Right.
So you should be quick to want to hold it together instead of just letting it fall apart over some, you know, something petty. So, I mean, yeah, man, we need to start taking our time with things, not just relationships, but just some things in general, you know, just and especially, like, stuff like your life. You know, Rome, as they say, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will the life that you want. How you would like to live is not going to get built in a day.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Money comes, money goes. And that's one thing that we have to really take stock of. Money's always going to stay current. That's why they call it currency. It's always going to, you know what I'm saying? It's like the water. It's always going to keep moving. But sometimes the bonds and the alliances that you make with people along the way in life, you know, sometimes those outlast money.
Yep.
That outlast things. And we got to pay attention and hold on to those little things more than any.
Yep, absolutely.
But, you know, so, I don't know, man.
How that go?
Like I said.
Look, that's how that go.
Yeah.
But,
I'm still dragging
know.
That.
It's still hitting you.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what? Now I see why babies be crying. Like
baby
little
crying.
Kids, like when they get tired.
Yeah.
Yo, man, I feel like that, right? Yo, I hate when I feel like that. Like, sometimes I feel like just crying. When y'all go to sleep, I feel like you have a damn tantrum and, like, I want to go to sleep. Now I see why little babies
have,
and kids be crying,
I get
man.
Those. I get those bouts, too, when you just feel like you be so tired. It's like, you know, you get cranky. Like, I get cranky. I don't feel like crying, but I get cranky, like I need to sleep. Like, I gotta sleep right now, or I'm gonna end up punching somebody in the face. That's the kind of tired I get sometimes. It's just like, oh my gosh.
Yo, that is so. Yo, listen, and I wasn't always like that, but yo, now that, like, when I feel sleep deprived, yo, I'm ready to, like, smack somebody's teeth out. Like, leave me alone, man. Let me sleep, please. Let me sleep. Oh,
that's got to do with getting, you know, that's the age going, you know, getting to, because I wasn't like that either, and I just noticed that, like, when and you know what's so funny? If I could take a nap for, like, literally 5 minutes, and then I'm fine after that.
Yeah, well, you know what? Sometimes your body pick and choose when the power naps can and when they can't be used. So power nap, I mean, listen, I'm all for it, but what happens when you try to power nap and it doesn't work?
Right.
See, that's when I'm like, damn. I'm like, I'm up Schitt's Creek without a paddle and a hole in my... Like, yo, that's not cool, man. That's really not cool. And you know, somebody's probably listening saying, what's this dumb motherfucker talking? You know what I'm talking about.
You know
you
what
get
I'm
cranky
talking.
Too. You get cranky too. Don't sit
exactly.
there and act like
everybody
you don't get
do.
Cranky. Don't sit there and act like you just like, oh, I could stay awake for like 80 hours in this. Shut up. Just stop it.
That's the Red Bull people. That's the Red Bull, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, and I can kind of vouch with that because I could drink a Dunkin' Donuts ice latte, and I'll be up for 2 days, but, you know, after a while, I'll crash. Like it's going to come to a point I'm going to crash.
Well, Red Bull, I had to stop that because I used to mix that with, like, liquor. That was no good. I had an episode one night, so, yeah, I had to stop that. But anyway, yeah. Now, the iced coffee, like, yo, right now 7-Eleven got this. I ain't trying to promote them, so no. But right now they got this like iced coffee for like 99 cents. Yo, red. And I don't know what it is, but I throw it back, and then it actually it's like it kind of wakes me up. But I don't want to lean on it. I don't want to grow a dependency on it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah,
I used to be like that on when it came to Monster. Yeah, I would drink like, because I work overnights, I would drink like 2 Monsters sometimes for the night. Yeah, man. My doctor said, yo, you trying to die. I said, nah, man. I'm just trying to stay awake. He said, no, you trying to die. Like, you know.
Yeah, those.
Like, listen,
everything
in moderation.
Yeah, I never, like, those energy, those type of drinks, I never like those all those energy drinks. I'd rather just drink coffee, or I may drink some tea, and I'll be good. I can't like mess with those things. There's too much going on there with those. Too much.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I miss drinking it because sometimes you know it was they got some nice flavors and all that, but you know I just went too hard. Like I went too hard, so I gotta just really fall back. Like anything you drink, if you drink too much and then it start making you jittery after that, yeah, man. Like,
yeah.
Nah,
yeah, you gotta be careful with that.
Yeah, man.
Definitely
I used
gotta be careful with that.
But it worked, though. It worked. Kept me up. Worked them overnight on the night shift. Oh, Marvin.
Yeah,
Marvin,
that's, yeah, but those things, I can't mess with those. Can't mess with
yeah.
I don't like that stuff. I'll just stick with me a nice little iced coffee and I'll be all right, or latte or whatever you want to call them. If I need to, wake up.
True. Nah, I feel you. But, yeah, I got to work tonight. So you know I'm about to hit up one of them iced coffees. But anyway, yeah. So, before we get into the topic, I just want to address. But once again, this is the menu on Blog Talk Radio with Big Red and Brother B. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook at the menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. And before we get into the topic, I would like to say people, humans, what the hell is wrong with y'all, man? What's the problem, man? Like, why? Like, yo, I didn't even read the story, but I just kind of glanced at it, and I don't think I really want to read it, but apparently some guy got into a dispute with another guy. A man got into a dispute with another man and in Florida. Florida has this Stand Your Ground law, and this guy who was carrying a weapon on him decided to shoot the guy that he was having a dispute with in front of his family
and
killed him. Now,
unbelievable.
He's trying to use the law, and apparently they're not, from what I've briefly read, they're not going to charge him. Because he's using the Stand Your Ground law. But my whole thing is this. Wait a minute. I spoke with a couple of people about this incident. And they said, and I also read it. And they said that the man who shot the other man was basically the aggressor. Like, he was kind of, like, egging him on.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy was trying to walk away. And, you know, he was just egging him on. So I'm like, how are you standing your ground? If you're
right,
starting
exactly.
beef, you're picking beef with somebody. See, I don't really like to get into name dropping sometimes, but we became familiar with the Stand Your Ground law in Florida when it came to this cornball weak ass punk George Zimmerman,
who
you know, murdered. I don't care what any court says, he murdered Trayvon Martin. Anytime a 911 operator tells you to stand down and you choose not to, because you just feel that you have to, you know, be some type of hero, which you weren't no hero because no one was doing anything.
Right, exactly.
Like, you know, to all those who think that, you know, he's like this fabulous guy, and I don't know him, and I wouldn't even want to know him, but my whole thing is, you shot a kid, man. You killed the kid. You're a sucker. To anybody who seems to think that this stand your ground law, and it's just like there was another Caucasian dude who shot and killed some kid while he was getting gas in the gas station. He had an argument with the kid because his radio was too loud. But see, that stand your ground thing, see, it backfired on him. It didn't work. He tried to use the stand your ground thing, and it didn't work because, once again, he was the one that's being aggressive. So what, the kid had his radio music playing loud? What that got to do with you?
Right, mind your business. That's their problem. They don't know how to mind their business. I'm gonna make the law make it right. Oh, this is not the law. Mind your business. If nobody's breaking the law, then mind your business. I don't understand why you always have to get into someone else's business, and it's always, once again, unfortunately, a person of another nationality or color or whatever. But if it was your own people, you wouldn't say nothing. Why don't you say something or call the police or whatever when you know that your friend's kid is about to go, you know, shoot up the school? Why don't you call 911 for that?
No, because it wasn't a black person selling water or mowing the lawn. That's the problem. See, it's funny how some people want to say, "Oh, why do you have to make it about color?" Because a lot of times it is. We don't make it about color.
Exactly.
You don't hear black people running around screaming cracker and hungry and all of that. You don't hear us running around doing that.
Nope.
Listen, I think I said it on the show before, and I say it again. Black people don't want to be bothered with the racial nonsense. Black people don't want to be bothered with all of this, "Oh, I'm calling the police." Just like, what was that dude, flagrant foul, Freddie? How you going to call the cops because a dude fouled you during a game of basketball?
Wait a minute, wait, when was this? I did not hear about that. When was that? Hello? Hello? Uh-oh. Where'd he go? Hello? What happened? Hello? Uh-oh. Technical difficulties. Hello? I'm going to hang up and try to call back.
Ew.
Hello?
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 Yeah, what happened?
Oh, I don't know. I think somebody got mad. You know,
I think somebody got mad.
Yeah,
hello?
Hello?
Okay, I can hear you now. Good.
Yeah, they can't call the cops on me right now, so they just shut it down.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yeah.
You gotta be kidding me. Anyway, what? It just went straight quiet, and
it just, like, the call dropped, and then everything just went. I was like, oh, word, like that? Okay.
Oh,
I said, I guess somebody got mad at me because I was, you know, I was kicking it. But anyway, I'm get mad again because I'm finished kicking it, damn it. Anyway,
yeah, because I wanted to hear about the foul, person calling the
foul.
Please tell me about that.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't get all these names and stuff like that, but you got to Google it. So these guys are playing a pickup game of basketball, right? They're playing basketball. One dude fouled the other dude, incomplete. I mean, you know how basketball is. You know, catch a play. Mm. Somebody may bump each, you know, hit one another.
Right.
So the guy who got fouled fell, and he called the cops on the guy that fouled him.
Wow. I'm at a loss for words.
Yo, real talk.
I really am.
You know, to get into our topic, let's just take it into our topic.
Mm-hmm.
The Walking Dead, being awoke among the sheep, the sleep. Now, yeah, the sleep sheep. Say that three times fast. Sleep sheep. But yo, real talk. You know, what did you think you're going to accomplish by calling the cops on somebody who didn't mean you any harm? You guys were just playing basketball.
Right, exactly.
Like, what sense did you think that really was? See, but that's the whole thing. You're not making sense with the stuff that you're doing, and you're going to get somebody hurt. But my issue, well, really, I don't have an issue to a degree. Because you show people at every turn the type of people you are. You show everybody, you show the world what type of person you are when you do dumb shit like that.
Right.
When you call the cops on the kid that's just selling water, you're just showing the world that you're an asshole. But you know what? That's a good thing. Because maybe we need to know. Like, we need all this racist activity to just, you know, keep coming out. Even though as black people, we're not paying attention to it because we're too busy trying to do what we're doing. If y'all feel threatened, y'all only feel threatened because it's in your head. Because
mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, we don't care. And calling the cops, what you think that the cop going to come in and arrest him because you guys were playing basketball, or arrest the kid because he was mowing the lawn, or arrest the little girl for selling the water?
Really? Right.
Listen, if that's your end game, then good luck with that. But it's a
no.
Foolish.
They feel they're upholding the law. They feel, oh, well, this person doesn't have a permit, and oh, it's because oh, they're selling that, and you never know, it might be contaminated. Are you kidding me?
You know,
are you kidding
what
me?
About? No, I don't know. I have no idea. My thing is, what about the fact that someone could be dying, or someone be getting killed, or something like that? You're wasting resources. So you're trying to tell me calling 911 over something so frivolous, so petty, so stupid is worth someone's life? So that's what you're doing. You're wasting resources.
Because they feel they're privileged. I at one time I had gotten a call like that when I was at a previous job, and I had gotten a call like that, and the young lady on the phone said exactly that. She said, "Oh, I am privileged, and I feel they should come right now. And oh, they're watching me, but they're not watching the other people." And I'm just was like flabbergasted because I'm like, I was flabbergasted because I was like, this is, you know, we're living in well, at that time, 2015, and are you kidding me that you really are thinking that way? You really think that they're supposed to stop chasing after someone that may have just robbed a bank or they, you know, somebody that they trying to apprehend because the person may have raped someone or whatever? You think they're supposed to stop because you feel that you're privileged and because because, you know, something, an incident happened where you were being watched and other people in your neighborhood are not being watched? No. Like, are you kidding me?
And, yo, see, this is the price that you pay for being conscious. This is the price that some people have to pay for being awoke nowadays. It's like what I said in the description. So it's like, you ever been to a little slumber party or been to somebody's house or whatever, and you have a good time, and then everybody just falls asleep, and then but you just wake up. And it's like you can't go back to sleep, but yet everybody sleeps. And it's like you just can't fall back asleep, and you just get mad. You just mad because it's like, damn, like why am I? You know what I'm saying? You just get mad because like, yo, I can't go to sleep, but it's like no one is trying to wake up to hang out with you because they all sleepy.
They all sleep.
Yeah, they just like, nah, I'm not getting up. You try to wake them up, they roll over, fart, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They're not trying to hear you. Yo, being conscious in an unconscious world is a lonely feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you find somebody that you can actually talk to, because you can't talk to everybody.
Oh no!
Like there's certain things. Certain things you
need. Because it either goes right over their head, or they want to argue you down, or make it seem like you're wrong in what you're saying. And it's not about you being right or wrong. It's just about you seeing what's going on around you and, you know, calling on it.
But, yeah, but you know what? You got to even be more careful because you never know if somebody's just going to take it a step further and be like, I'm going to report that person. Or I'm going to say something because that person sounds like, you know, they're delusional or they're deranged or something like that. I mean, yo, it's hard to just sit back and watch certain things unfold, and you know that there's nothing that you really cannot do about it. Like, you can say what you want to say. You can try to, you know, ask or plead for change.
Right.
But no one ever really is concerned, or no one ever really wants to listen, because either they're so self-absorbed with what's going on, or they just don't care.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's you know, it's sad. It's really sad.
It's sad because, prime example, just like I said before, just like in the alien movies, they always come here knocking us off. Why? They always come here knocking us off. They always have an attitude or a problem with the humans. Why they got a problem? It's like on Star Trek. Everybody got a problem with the humans. I remember I was watching an episode of Star Trek, and then they was like, do not give the humans warp capability. Because if you give them warp capability, they're going to go in the universe, and then they're going to start messing stuff up. And I was like, wow, that's like really kind of harsh.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happened? They gave them warp capability, and they went in the universe and started messing stuff up.
Right.
So,
exactly.
With that being said, it's like, yeah, why? Like, why do it? Like, why can't we all just, like, come to some type of, like, you know, common ground? Like, why does everything have to be a fight? Why does everybody have to be, you know, against each other? Because, like, yo, as much as everyone wants to say it, and I will say it, people can say what they want about Trump, but I've never heard Trump say anything racist. But he doesn't have to say it because people will say it for him. And he can sit back and say, well, I never said that. You said that I was this. You said I didn't like black people. Now, he may be an he may drop the match.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean he poured the gasoline.
But he just said,
you know what,
he just says things to say, he knows how to get people
exactly.
You know, he knows how to get, well, basically I'm going to say he knew how to get the vote. He knew how to get people on his side. He knew what to say. He knew what the play on words. He knew what to say to get people to say, oh, he thinks just like we think. He may not necessarily think how you think. He might have did, he, like I said, he did that to get his votes, and he did that to get himself where he's at now. But then all those people that, if you look at it now, look at what he's doing. He's basically kicked y'all in the behind now, because look at all the stuff that he's doing now.
of course.
Got you on his side. Then he went right around and said, you know what, bend over. Oh, you my friend. But you know what? I want you to bend over for a minute and pick up that dollar, and kicked you right in your ass when you, you bent over and picked up that dollar.
Yep. Hell yeah. That's exactly what he's doing. And that's why I'm like, yo, well, like, sometimes you just don't want to be involved. Like, sometimes, like, that's why I don't really watch the news. But then, you know, I go on Facebook when I'm at work just to, you know, entertain myself a little bit. And then it's like I see the news on Facebook. And sometimes I'm just like, damn, this is what I'm trying to get away from. And then you read it, and then you start kind of, you start picking it apart for what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like some, like I said, some people say, oh, everything doesn't have to be about race. Listen, if you walk like a duck, quack like a duck, 9 times out of 10, it's a duck.
All right.
You can't sit there and say that it's just a coincidence that there are a whole bunch of Caucasian people calling the cops on black people.
Right.
Cops on no one else. They're just calling the cops on black people, or they're calling the cops on brown people. So, I mean, come on. You got to call, it gets to a certain point where you got to call a spade a spade. But my thing is, once again, what is your end game? That the person gets arrested or the person gets shot or something like that? See, once again, you're already showing your hand. So now we have to know how to play the card.
But then we're doing that, but we're playing it, and guess what? It's like we're trying to play it, which we don't really want to, but it's kind of like we're forced to play it.
Well, yeah, the sad part is that we are forced to play it because, see, not everybody wants to treat life like a game, but people who play games want to treat it like a game, and they want to keep score, and they want to listen, it's not my fault that we have a culture. It's not our fault that we surpassed, you know, what your expectations. Don't be mad because we're not in chains anymore. Like, stop being mad. Like, when are people going to stop being mad about certain things? When are we going to stop talking about, oh, well, I'm a liberal. Or me, oh, I'm a conservative. Well, I'm this, I'm that. Listen, I give no fucks, okay? Brother B gives no fucks. I don't care if you're a conservative. I don't care if you're a toilet cleaner. I don't really care. It doesn't matter.
All right.
Because your political party or your political affiliation, listen, man, you think politicians are saying, oh, you know, they're fighting for us. That's great. You think they care? They're sitting back doing what they're doing. They're making their deals. They're chilling. They ain't thinking about me. You Democrats or Republicans ain't thinking about me or you.
Nope,
not at
all.
People still want to get into this. They still want to get into these discussions about conservatives and this and that. Who cares? People want to still talk about Obama. Yo, Obama been out of the White House damn near 2 years, man, and you still talking about this?
Because it's blame the black. Blame the black man. You know that's the story. Blame the black man. He did. Blame him. And because, you know, basically that's what, you know, Trump put it out there like that. Like, oh well, you know, because of this, that was Obama. So you know what? We're gonna change that because you know he implemented that. Because you know that's what it is. Everything he implemented. He tried to, you know, he's trying or has, you know, took it away or trying to take it away.
Well, excuse me, my thing is this. So if Obama didn't do anything when he was in office, right, why did Trump come in and try to change things? If he didn't do anything, why did he try to change things if he didn't do anything? You see what I'm saying? Like, if the man didn't do anything, why are you trying to change that? Because it seems like all you're doing is messing up. So you want to talk about the Mexicans. You don't want illegal immigrants here. All right. Let's take it there. Let's open up the eyes a little bit. For those who want to stay asleep during the slumber party, wake your black ass. Well, matter of fact, wake your ass up. Wake your black ass up, too. You know what I'm saying? You little Uncle Tom. Because I've been coming across a few Uncle Toms and Ruckuses, my damn self. Yo, check this out. Yeah. So, people want to talk about illegal aliens, and they don't want them here because they're taking X, Y, and Z. What are they taking that the government is not giving them? Some people are coming over here, and they apply for Social Security, they apply for certain things, and you think the government don't know that they just got here? You think the government don't know that they're just fresh off the boat, but yet you're giving them money from a system that they didn't even invest in. So basically, when you sit there and say, oh, well, you guys are not going to have any Social Security money or anything like that when you get older, why are we not going to have it? Because you are giving it away. So don't blame them.
Right, exactly.
Don't blame them for coming over here and saying, oh, what did it say? America, give me your tire, give me your poor, give me your this, that, and the third. All right. So they coming over here. And what are you doing? You're giving them somebody else's plate? So, of course, people are going to get mad. But you know what's interesting? You want to get mad at the people coming over here getting help. Because we, God forbid, we that live here, let us ask for help. They'll be like, hell no. Go back to work. Take your ass to work for another 80 hours for the week. Go to work. But look at the issue of outsourcing. So you're complaining about jobs and benefits, people taking X, Y, and Z, but yet you have major corporations that are taking certain jobs and going overseas with it.
Right. Oh, they have a problem.
So,
you know they have a problem with that, too.
Yeah,
but that's not
for outsourcing.
But I'm saying they have a problem with that, the outsourcing. But the thing is, you can't come down on other. It's like because of that, now they figure, oh well, they're gonna come down on everybody because of that, because it's outsourcing. Okay, now you're gonna come down. You're still gonna come down on everybody. So now that's another, you know, nail in the wall. Like, okay, well, they, you know, the ones that are on the outside, or when they outsource these jobs, they giving it to them anyway, and then they come here and they taking the job. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
no, exactly. No, I get it. Listen, around my neck of the woods, hey, those, I mean, it's not to classify or not to stereotype, but some years ago, I noticed that it was the Mexicans or the Hispanics that was actually doing stuff like with people's yards and manicuring lawns and stuff like that. Then, boom, they turned around and made a big-ass business of it. You got the Jamaicans over in Queens with the dollar van. They came and said, well, listen, you ain't got to wait for the bus. Boom, you give me – you ain't got to pay $1.25.
Right on,
I think
you
that's
dad.
When it started.
Yeah.
Right? Boom, give me a dollar. You know, you just give me a dollar. You get in the van. Some of it is crazy as hell. But, hey, you know, when you don't feel like, you know, waiting for the bus, you got other options. So these are the jobs that some people here just will not do. Some Americans
right.
will not do. So be woke to that. Wake your ass up. Stop trying to sit there and act like somebody's coming over here and do, oh, they're taking our jobs. Oh, my gosh, they're taking this and they're getting free education and this, that, and the third. Who's giving it to them?
Yep, exactly.
Who's giving it to them? Don't get mad. Don't get mad. Just get even. I got an idea. Go leave the country for a year and then bring your ass back.
And then come back.
Yeah, come back, and then you can be like, you know, like, you know, you can go get you some benefits too. Just go leave for a year and then come back, and then like reestablish yourself. You get you a nice credit score, and you know, you get you some benefits, and then get you a box of Newports. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you'll be all right. You'll be all right. But so
but
we
see,
really have
about,
to stop. Go ahead,
but what about? When they go, okay, say, like, what about when they leave this country and they go to other countries and they go work there or they end up getting jobs there, it's like you're not you taking a job from somebody that actually lives there as well.
Well,
and they could
course.
Be saying the same thing about you, but I guess they don't think like that.
Nope. You know what?
Look how many
I
that
wonder.
Go over there. Not to cut you up, but look how many that go over there and go to and they living in like Japan, and they living in China, or they live in other places, South Africa, and they're living in these places. And guess what? You're taking land, and once again, you're taking land. Now you're going back, and you're taking land from the land or a job or you know a business from somebody. That lives there that has it. So guess what? They could be saying the same thing about you.
And see, with you saying that, all right, there's a situation going on in I forgot what part of Africa it is, where the government wants the white people to get up off their land and move.
Okay.
Now, I was watching a little interview, you know, and I'm not going to lie. If I was white, like if I was an American white person,
mm-hmm.
I'd be mad, but at the same time scared. Because you actually have a government, black government, African government, who is like, yo, colonizers, get your ass up and get out. Get the hell up off our land.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. And it's bye, Felicia. And it's like, yo, they, you know, they were saying, we're going to fight for it. We're going to do so. They're taking up arms, they're training, and all this and that. And I'm like, wow.
Wow.
Like, they're really, yo, listen, they were pulling out guns. Listen, they got everybody trained, a little kid. Everybody had a weapon, a stick, a bat, something. Listen, they was going in.
Wow.
They was just practicing. Yo, they was looking like special forces out this piece. And I'm like, wow. Like, see, I see like other white people getting scared about stuff like that. I see them. I mean, maybe this is why we have this, you know, upswing of pilgrims doing this 911 calling, or
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe they feel threatened by what's going on over there because they think,
right.
oh, well, if that's going on over there, who says it's not going to happen here?
Right. Uprising.
Listen. Yeah, and it's like, well, wait a minute. Hold on. You shouldn't have to feel threatened if you didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
You shouldn't have to feel some type of way if you didn't do anything wrong. But if you did something wrong, hey, I mean, you know, I was watching a video where this guy was like, this is my country. We built America.
Huh.
You know, I love it. I love it when people, like I said, I don't make it about color, but these are people that are non-colored. The non-coloreds are actually saying stuff like this, and it's like I gotta repeat it because this is what they're saying. Like I'm not making this up. What do you mean you built this country? Okay. So, what was the purpose of slavery?
Because
you know we just can't kind of go around that like, oh, we built this country.
What was the purpose of having slaves?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to convey to some people who choose to stay asleep. It's like you can't sit there and say, I built this country, and then there was the issue of slavery. Because then, just like you can't complain about jobs being taken, but yet you're not going to take a customer service job from a bank that's paying $12 an hour.
Nope.
And then you got your own corporation, and you got your own corporations that's going to sit back and say, well, listen, they don't want to work it, and besides, we don't feel like paying them $12 an hour. We could cut costs and pay them more. That's what you should be going after.
Right.
If you want to do something, you go after the corporates and keep these jobs in America. But see, America is always sending jobs someplace else and have somebody else in working because it's cheaper labor, and then they want to say, oh, well, we built this. No, you didn't. Stop lying.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
I was just looking at the damn shower curtain made in China. Come on, son. Like, what? Can't we just, you know what I'm saying? And if you look around your house right now, yo, if you look around your house right now, how many things did America make in your house? How many?
Not many.
So when you
want to
look, so when you, like, what did they make? I mean, come on, even with Poland Springs, ain't that a lake somewhere up in Canada or somewhere? They
Canadian.
Water? Like,
Canadian.
Yeah, I mean, come on, so it's like, really? Really? But yet, you want to talk about what you did, what you built. Really? What did you build? What did you do? What did you build besides hate? What did you build besides animosity? What did you build besides anger? And see, the whole thing is, no one's picking on you, but when you start acting like the kid, the selfish kid in the sandbox, of course you're going to draw attention to yourself. And of course people are going to start to notice and people are going to point you out.
Right. Exactly. And I don't understand why you keep doing this to yourself, and then when you're being made a mockery, like I said, like, you know, they're being made a mockery, like even, you know, like on the social media site, everybody's making a mockery of you. But you don't, but your peoples keep doing stuff. Like, your peoples keep doing stuff, and you're being made a mockery. And it's like, I know a lot of these people have, I know all of these people have social media. You got to feel embarrassed or feel some type of way. You have to feel
and
some type of way.
I mean, yo, but you know what? How could they feel some type of way? Like, I don't think they really, all right, they only feel some type of way, I think, when it catches up with them. Then it becomes a problem. Oh, I lost my job. Oh, I apologize. No, like Roseanne Barr, you made a statement. Be accountable for your bra, lady. Hold that.
Yeah.
You said it. You said it. Hold it. That's all.
And
like,
they
listen,
always
want to
apologize afterwards. I don't get that. But when you said what you said, it's like, You can't say you said it out of, oh, well, I said it out of anger. Exactly. That's the point. You had that anger built up, and you said it out of anger because that's something that you always wanted to say, or this is how you felt all the time. So you said it.
Gone are the days of Archie Bunker where him and George Zevon could sit down and trade, you know, racial jokes at one another. Because everybody's so caught in their feelings now. See, like, we're from a different era. Like, there's certain things that somebody, like, you know what? I've been on jobs. I've spoke with people. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you build a relationship with certain people. So sometimes, you know, you may have a Caucasian or an Indian friend or Asian friend. And, you know, somebody poke fun. Somebody may make a joke about color or something like that. But do you get offended? No, because this is my friend. Like, we know in the grand scheme of things, it's not about harm. We're not trying to harm one another. Like, it's a joke. Like, why take offense? Like, why be all sensitive about it? And so 9 times out of 10, sometimes some of the things that they say might be true.
But you got to be kind of careful with that because, you know, sometimes people will say things. I mean, even if they're your friend, it's like, if I'm a friend of yours, and no matter whether it's nationality, you know, personal appearance or whatever, I'm not going to say certain things because I know, all right, this person might get a little defensive or if I'm, say, that day I may be mad with you or something like that, or we may have a disagreement, I may say something to you. And then it's like, once again, oh, I didn't mean to say that. I said out of anger. No, that's because that deep down inside, you may have felt like that. And you just figure, okay, I'm gonna say it now because you know what? I'm mad right now.
Exactly.
You gotta be.
Like,
That's like you gotta be a little careful with that, with those type of situations.
Once again, you gotta be on guard. You gotta be kind of woke. Like, Like, I really don't want to. Nobody's trying to think that way. I'm not trying to say that, you know, one day, this is some time ago, but one day, I was hanging out with some people, and a friend who was, you know, non-color was like, yo, let's get some chicken. So, of course, the other person was like, oh, is that like a black joke? And we started laughing, but the white guy was like, oh, I didn't mean it like that. And it's like, yo, dude, calm down. Like, why do you think we're even in that type of place? Like, why do you think that we're in that type of space where you would have to apologize for saying that you wanted some shit? Like, I didn't take it anyway.
Right.
Like, why would I take it? Like, what? Listen, when people want to talk, make fried chicken jokes, dude, look at Colonel Sanders. He's white.
Sure was. Lebanon was white.
White people, exactly. White people love fried chicken. Right. White people love fried chicken just as much as black folks.
Sure,
I mean,
do.
Now, I ain't gonna front. When I was younger, I didn't know white people ate fried chicken. I just thought I thought it was just a black people thing. So
yeah,
I was
but
shocked.
See, the thing with
but
that
I
is the slaves was cooking that chicken. Stupid.
Exactly.
The slaves were cooking that chicken. They didn't cook
saying.
That chicken. The slaves cooked that chicken.
Was cooking that,
and the maids and whoever else, they cooked that chicken.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, yo, why am I going to get offended? Like, white people eat watermelon, too. So what's the issue? What's like, oh, you want some watermelon? Oh, is that a black joke? No, it's not. You just want some watermelon. Like, yo, shut up. Shut up, man. Like, it's not that, yo, I just want some. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's just offering you some watermelon. It's not to be anything to be offended about, man. Listen, I can understand being woke, but then sometimes it's just too woke. There's sometimes,
oh, yeah.
Yo, maybe you just need to take your ass a nap. Like, go take a nap somewhere. Because you're being, you know what I'm saying, you're being extra about certain things.
Right. I say all the time, I our people seem to, and especially now, like within this day and age we live in, now it's like they want to be woke when it's convenient for them. And it's like,
exactly.
And I'm not saying everyone, but, you know, if you've lived in the era that we lived in, you know, from I guess you could say, like, maybe, like, as we got older, like the 80s and the 90s, we were already kind of woke with certain things. We were already woke because we had things on TV or we had music or we, you know, poetry and stuff. We seen things that woke us up to certain things.
Exactly.
But now,
like,
you have these people. You have these people now that, like I said, they're woke when it's convenient for them. And it's like, don't do that. Don't be woke when it's convenient for you. If you've already known certain things, it's nothing wrong with being enlightened or learning something, because you learn something new every day. And that's going to be a given. But don't follow a bandwagon. Once again, like with social media, and that's what I'm saying, it's like social media plays a big part in everything we do nowadays. From when, so I could say, when, like, a baby 2008, 2009, that's when social media started having a big impact. But now it's just over the top now. And every little thing that people see, it's like, oh, I'm jumping on that. I'm jumping on this. Oh, this is, because this was, you know, something with black, something offensive to black people. So now everybody's going to jump on it. Like, I'm going to say this. Like a couple of months back or a year back with the Gap ad with the young, was it Gap or one of those with the young
H&M.
With the monkey
H&M.
In the jungle shirt.
The best
now
monkey
at the
in
end
the
of the day, right? At the end of the day, people jumped on that. As soon as, I don't even know how it started, but it's like as soon as you see one, it's like the whole timeline is filled with that. And all you see is, this is offensive, this, that. But guess what? Did anybody stop to think that, once again, I'm not saying that Gap is not going to put something out there to be offensive like that. H&M, I'm sorry. My bad. I don't think they're going to put something out there to offend people. Maybe, and once again, if the mother didn't have a problem with doing it, maybe the boy wanted that shirt. Maybe that's the shirt that he picked out. He said, listen, I don't want to do that.
Listen, cut
but
the check.
But people were so busy jumping.
Right, K-Dog, cut the check. Cut the check, K-Dog, cut the check.
Cut the check. Cut the check. Cut the check.
Cut the check.
What's going on, y'all?
What's up?
What up?
Listen, with all this craziness going on right now in the world, with all this social media crap, you know, I said it before and say it again. People live their lives on social media. It is both a blessing and a curse. A blessing in a way that you reconnect with people that you haven't seen in a while, but it is also a curse when your entire life is lived out on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Turn off the damn computer. Turn off the damn phone. Read a damn book.
Oh, God, yes.
Wake
up. Why should I read a book when I could go on social media? Wait, social media and read the book, or I could go to Amazon and get the book and read it.
Exactly.
Oh,
like,
God.
All right. We're all in a certain age bracket. And, you know, K-Dog, after I say this, I want you to kind of take it away.
Right.
We're all in a certain age bracket. We grew up on the Knight Rider. We grew up on Dukes of Hazzard and Boss Hogg. We grew up on certain TV shows. And if you really look back at those shows, a lot of them didn't have Negroes in it. A lot of those shows,
right.
And if they did, they had, like, very few instances of having black folks in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we never thought anything of it. We never
thought
anything about it.
Nope.
Until now. And now everybody wants to nitpick, all right, the General Lee. Oh, my gosh, the Confederate flag and all that stuff. First of all, the Cats Who Like Cars.
As if you didn't know.
Yeah, but the Cats Who Like Cars, as a kid liking cars, I was looking at the General Lee because the General Lee was dope. It would jump in the air, and it would land, and even though law of physics really don't work like that. But anyway, we were just loving it for that. But then now as we get older, people are just talking about, the Confederate flag, and this is that, and the third, and this is racist, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, so wait a minute. I can't like the General Lee anymore because it got a Confederate flag on it? You know what I'm saying? It's like I can't like Knight Rider no more because there wasn't no real black characters up in there, like no black people.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
I mean, I think later on toward the season, like the ending season, they had a black dude up in there. They had somebody black up in there. But the whole thing who was really paying attention to that? As they're paying attention to that now. Like I said, gone are the days where Archie Bunker and George Jefferson could trade remarks back and forth, and it was nothing.
Yep.
Now everybody all in their feelings. Everybody caught up in something.
Getting sensitive.
Which leads me to the next part of this whole woke / everybody being sensitive. And I have to bring this up because, it annoys the hell out of me. Why is it that when you make a certain comment pertaining to anything towards the LGBT community, you're labeled either homophobic or you're anti something? Like, if you're like, I don't run around saying, hey, I'm a heterosexual male and I vote for heterosexuality and this. I don't do that. I don't understand why some people want to get offended because I'm just not down with your movement. It has me not being down with it has nothing to do with whether I support it or not.
What the hell?
You know what I'm saying? Like that. One thing has nothing to do with the other. But I just wonder, like, why is it such an issue?
Well, I'm gonna tell you what it is. Mind if I take it away now, bro?
Take it.
Let me just say this.
Take it.
And I'm just going to say, it's society. Society has changed. Society has gotten sensitive. Society is run by the media. You see, here's what it is with social media. You know, it, everybody lives by it. And of course now, with certain laws that have changed pertaining to the LGBT, and mind you, I am not saying anything against the LGBT community.
Yes, you are.
I'm not going to say anything.
Even if you're not saying something,
right.
You're saying something.
And this is the problem with society. They got too sensitive. Now, mind you, let me start by saying a lesson that I learned a long time ago. Anybody could be an asshole. And this came from an old boss of mine at my old job where he said, anybody could be an asshole. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? He said, that's how come he grew up without a racist mind. Because he said his father, mind you, this dude was an Italian guy, cool guy. He said his father taught him that. His father taught him, listen, assholes come in many shades. Assholes come in different weights. An asshole, it could be anybody that can be an asshole.
Yeah.
So that's why he looked at everybody the same way.
Yep.
And you know why I say that is because, listen, if a gay person's an asshole and you insult them, oh my goodness, I'm like, no, I'm not insulting. I'm not insulting the person because they're gay. I'm insulting the person because they're being stupid. You understand?
Exactly. I'm not insulting your gayness.
As a person.
I
don't care how you live your life. How you live your life, that's you. You're not killing anybody. You're not hurting my family. You're not hurting my friends. So why the hell should I care about how you live?
Right.
I ain't going to do that.
You know what, K-Dog? I think it is. And I feel the call today. First of all, you have some people out there that are not happy with themselves.
Right.
So therefore, they seek approval.
Exactly.
And
you know what it is? They cry for attention.
That have hang-ups. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you have some people that are they have more hang-ups with their gayness than other people do. Like, if you're feeling insecure about your gayness or your homosexuality, that's your problem.
Exactly.
But just because I call you an asshole, it doesn't mean that, oh, you're calling me an asshole because I'm gay. No, I'm calling you an asshole because you're an asshole. Your gayness has
exactly.
nothing to do with it. You're not gay. And listen, I can see a dude walk down the block with pink booty shorts on and a pair of Timberlands.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean he's gay.
No.
You ain't gay. I don't know if you're gay until you tell me. Just
right.
because you dress like a woman doesn't mean that you're gay. What was that show, Boots and Buddies? Remember that show? With
Yeah.
Them dudes wasn't gay, but they were dressing like women and living in the building because they needed a place to live. So
yeah, but if that show was nowadays, oh, boy.
Oh my goodness. If it is now, forget about it.
If that show was now, oh, my Lord. That'd
be
a whole different name to that show.
Would have to be, they would pull the plug off of that show in a heartbeat because
yep.
you know why?
Oh, yeah.
Another thing that you have to remember something else too. Religion. A lot of conservative Christian religion people would see to it that that show would be pulled off the air because we don't want anybody seeing that. And you know what? Anybody who, you know, if you feel that strongly against gays, and like you said, Brother B, there are some people who are hidden homosexuals. And they feel uncomfortable with their own homosexuality, but yet they're going to slam other people for being who they are.
Yep. But I do that.
But, listen, if that show was on nowadays, if that show was on today, they probably would get it booted off, not only because of the religious aspect of it, the religious people wanting it off, but also the gay people. So how you going to get two non-gay people to play women?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They would want it to be those men would have to be, you know,
gay. And
trans,
that wasn't the
gay or
the
transsexuals
show.
Or some,
yeah,
you know, they would want that.
The premise, but that's not the premise of the show.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
Not,
we know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just like, I just have a serious issue with people who are insecure about their own titles and labels or who they are. Like, don't put that shit on me.
Exactly.
Because I don't care what color you are. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care who you sleep with. Like, but like I said, I think I said it before, and I will say it again. Just don't get on my nerves. And just don't touch my alcohol.
Don't get on my damn nerves.
And don't touch my alcohol. And we don't have a problem. But your sexual orientation and all that doesn't matter. But don't get offended if I say something and you choose to take it the wrong way. Because one thing, because if I have to be an ass before caller 6947 comes on, if I notice the LGBT community only comes out for themselves, I rarely see them come out for any other thing. So
because
don't talk
they say
about,
that society shuts them out.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
yep.
No, you shut yourself out.
Away
so
from society.
There, exactly. Don't sit there and talk about you're not a part of this when nobody's telling you not to go here. Nobody's telling you not to go here. Nobody is saying that you can't help fight for black people rights or Mexican people rights, other people rights. Like, listen, it's a rainbow, right? It's a rainbow. Everybody is every color, every spectrum, everybody's together, right? So what's the problem? So you only come out for your situation, but you don't come out for anybody else's, and then you wonder why some people have certain things to say. But 631, what's up? You're on the air with Dominion. Hello.
Yes, hello.
What's up? Hey, what's up?
647. Get
what's
your life.
647.
So
yeah,
I just have a comment to make. You know, I'm in my 40s. I'm in my early 40s, and I just remember growing up. As far as the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, there was intolerance. I mean, one of the worst things you could be in life was gay, you know, and this is growing up, being little. And then our society, it's transitioned now where we went from intolerance to teaching our children and other family members tolerance. And now I think I'm starting to see where they accept or they expect an acceptance or an embracing. And that's completely different. You know, I teach my son tolerance, but not necessarily to embrace the behavior. And I do think there's a sensitivity, like you said, if you say the wrong thing, it's based on sexuality, not necessarily the person's character or their behavior. You can't really criticize certain people without it being taken there.
But why do you think that is?
Why do I think that there's more of an embracing or there's a force to get people to embrace the lifestyle? Honestly, I have a problem with it because I just don't even think that sexuality should come into play on a day-to-day conversation anyway. Isn't that something that's really, if you're wearing
that's
pink stockings, it's not really a everyday conversation unless someone brings it out to be one. And a lot of times, the people that are bringing it out or that want to draw attention are the people that are involved in that lifestyle.
But that's my thing. It's like, all right, you're involved in that lifestyle, no problem. Okay, if that's you, like, once again, like I was saying earlier about the friend who was like, hey, I want some chicken. And then the other friend who wasn't black said, oh, are you trying to make black jokes? And then we all started laughing, but the white guy was like, yo, I didn't mean it that way. And it's like, dude, no one was taking it that way. We're just joking. Like, he was just joking. But he just got kind of upset because he was like, I didn't want it to be taken out of context. See, that's the whole thing. We have to really start getting away. And you know what? I'm not picking on this dude, but I just have to use him as an example. We have to stop with the Kiki, do you love me? Are you ready? Like, we have to stop with this. Like, dude, like, stop it. Like, stop. Like, we have to stop with the extra sensitivity thing. We really have to because, you know what, it's not needed. Like, people are going in directions where things do not have to go. It really doesn't. your sexual orientation has nothing to do with our relationship, like us being cool. Like, I know people who are gay, and I don't really care about them being gay because I don't look at them like that. I just look at them as human beings. I look at them as, like, that's, you know what I'm saying, we're cool, that's my friend. I don't care what you are, but see, there's certain type of people that understand that. But then you have the majority who want to make it seem like it's something else. Like, I remember one time I had to talk with a guy, and he was a manager at a store, and I was doing security there. And he was like, I don't see why other gay people have to, like, make it extra for other gay people. And I was like, well, what do you mean? He was like, well, you have, like, you, like, he was like, there's categories. Like, you have your flaming ones that who just want to be all out and let the whole world know. But then you have your, I guess, like, your conservatives who are just like, okay, I'm gay and I don't, you know, I don't need to put
everybody
my business
don't
out
have
the
to
street.
Know it. Yeah,
the broadcaster.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not trying, to hide it. I'm not trying to hide it. And you know what? I respected him and what he was saying because it's like, he was talking about his boyfriend and all this and that, and he was like, well, this doesn't offend you? I said, well, why does it offend me? Why should you talking about your boyfriend offend me? He said, that doesn't make you uncomfortable. I said, once again, why does it make you uncomfortable? Like, you're not grabbing my ass. And I'm not
thank
so
you.
Like,
you're not
like,
harassing me.
So I don't see, like, I don't see what the problem is. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I was like, yo, I don't see, like, I don't, these hang-ups.
Because somebody
that
else that you might have talked to about, or he may mention that, and they probably get all, you know, he probably was, you know, they probably cool or whatever, and as soon as he says something about that, they probably ready to punch him in his face or something like that, or probably think that they, you know, he's trying to get with them, and it's like, no, I'm just having a conversation.
Like, listen, one time there was a gay guy that was talking about, but that him and his partner, that they went away for a wine tasting contest. I mean, not a contest, but a wine tasting getaway, one of those weekend trips. And you know what? So one person felt annoyed at it. I'm like, listen, if the person is not talking about hurting you or hurting other people, why are you getting annoyed for? What the hell? I'm like, listen, it is what it is at the end of the day.
Right.
It is
as long as
they're
not forcing it on you, as long as
they're not forcing
trying
it on
to force
me,
that
not
lifestyle or whatever
on
the person, they're just that person, he or she, whoever, they're just, you know, speaking about what they do with their partner. Like, I mean, you know, I've experienced that too where, you know, I was working with someone and it was a young lady there and she was saying something about that she, you know, they were talking about pit bull dogs and she was like, oh, yeah, her and her wife walks their dog every night. So when the girl walked off to go get her lunch, and me and the guy, he was like, did she just say her wife? I said, yeah. And he got kind of like, kind of highly up, like kind of like he was getting a little upset. And I was like, well, what's the problem? He was like, no, I'm just saying she said her wife. I said, yeah. Like, I don't understand.
Why, 'cause you wanna date
like,
her?
Like, that shouldn't even be a shock to you in this day. They just shouldn't be a shock. And he's like, you know, all of us are grown. And like, at this point, it shouldn't be a shock.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, I work with a lady that's a lesbian. She's engaged to get married. And a lot of times when she's just talking, she's talking about her relationship, not necessarily sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't discuss, she's not telling me what she's doing in her bedroom.
Right.
She's talking about the problems she's having with her partner,
mm-hmm.
which
right.
if you speak to someone like that, you can relate to what they're saying because they really are having a lot of the same issues that a heterosexual couple will have.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in circumstance where I had a friend that was gay, and he came out and he wanted to show me or get me to embrace what he was going through, and it made me very uncomfortable. The things that he was doing, I mean, if he was a heterosexual male and he was acting like that with a woman, I still would have been offended. You know, he was one of your flamers, or at least he decided to display his newfound sexuality as a flamer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know, listen, you know me already. I know you decided that you wanted this lifestyle, but why are you bringing me into this? Because you know it's not okay. So I think it's the individual. I think
right.
it's, you know, how they choose to, you know, display their sexuality. And they do have to understand it's not something that everybody, although they're willing to tolerate it, they're not willing to embrace it.
Right.
I think some of them are looking for confirmation. They're looking for acceptance and confirmation.
They just want to be acceptance. But again,
if you don't,
like I said,
accept yourself, if you don't accept yourself, how do you expect anybody else to accept you?
Exactly. But you know what? That's another thing if you don't accept yourself. But also, like I said, unfortunately, it's what society is. It's like, you know, like I said, like I brought up the thing about religious religion and all these other things. It's like a bunch of things that come out. And it's, and I'm like, listen, it is what it is at the end of the day.
Yeah,
I guess that's why they're, you know, trying to fight so hard, or they do all these marches and stuff like that, because they feel that we want to be accepted. And that's fine. That's fine. And so you know, so do we people of color. So do, you know, the indigenous
exactly.
people. They want to be accepted.
Exactly.
So do the Mexican. So we all want to be accepted.
We
all
want to
be
accepted. But you know what? Again, you know, with racism and prejudice, that's definitely not going anywhere. And, you know, you could fight till you're blue in the face, but you're not going to get rid of racism and prejudice. There's no way that you're going to get rid of it.
You'll be accepted more as a gay person than your color.
Exactly.
That's what I find so interesting. You'll be accepted more because of your sexuality than your color. This is the time that we're living in.
Well, I was going to say, I think the behavior that you have, you can choose your spectrum of behavior as a gay person. You know, like you said, you have your flamers, you have the ones that are DL. But if you're black, you're black. You're not going to choose your color for the
right,
day.
Exactly.
So you can't hide that.
You can't hide that you're black.
You know, there are plenty of men out there that are DL, that are married with kids, and still doing their thing.
Living
and
double lives.
And then you have your flamers that you can see them down the block a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the difference. The difference would be color or race or, well, even religion, you can kind of wouldn't necessarily fall into that category. But as far as color, that's not something you can change or hide.
Right, absolutely.
You can't hide it.
Hello.
Hello,
everyone.
What's up, Rod?
Hello.
It's cool to let you guys know. Now, I will have a confession on a Brother B show that I'm finally coming out the closet that to tell everyone I'm a lesbian. Full blown. And I'm
Oh, boy.
I love women.
I thought he was coming out the closet with a pair of shoes. Well, okay.
Since we talk about, you know, LGBT and everything, I'm a lesbian. I'm just for the record, okay?
Congratulations.
thank you so much.
They're going to be mad at you.
You're celebrating your lesbianism, go make some more kids.
Basically, exactly. it's funny, I got to tell the story that goes off. I'm just like everybody else. You know, I have nothing against gay people. And I know this show is not attacking gay and lesbians.
But somebody somewhere is saying that guy is anti-gay.
Anti-gay.
Let them be it. You know what? You can't please everybody. My father always told me. So
I ain't trying to.
But I have this gay coworker. You know, we always pick on each other. I'll pick on him. But you guys know I like to joke around. And I went up to him a few weeks ago with the whole the sexual harassment thing. So I asked him, so you're gay. What happens if I call you a cocksucker? Will you be offended by that? Mm-hmm. And you look at me like, why do you say that? Well, you love cock and you suck on it, so you're a cocksucker. So will you be offended by that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
He cursed me. Dream.
At least we're being honest.
You know, he did curse me out.
Y'all talk like this at work.
He said he did curse me out.
You know. But he know where I was coming from with that. You know, he didn't take it offense by that. But you guys know me. I'm not offended. I don't want to offend anyone that way. But I'm just saying, That's the term people use. If I call you a cocksucker, if that's what you are you offended by that? If that's what you really are? Like, if I call you a
man.
Guy.
Yo, listen, I remember back in the days, the only thing that was fighting words is if somebody said something about your mama. They can call you gay, they can call you whatever all day, but when somebody say, oh, you're one of those mama jokes, that was
like, your
left,
mama.
Yo, and we
are
like,
ready
what?
To fight
you
somebody.
Said, mama? Yo, he's ready to fight. You can say anything else. You call somebody an African booty scratcher until this day. I still don't know what an African booty scratcher is. I saw a white person. Somebody called a white person an African booty scratcher. I didn't even think about it at the time. But I'm like, wait a minute, he's not African. But the whole thing is,
listen, he might be.
You never know. But yo, I just don't. I think with like we're moving into a bad space. Like, we're moving into a real sunken place as humans or humanity when it comes down to just, like, people being so offended by the littlest things of people, you know, with the gratuitous violence. People just want to see someone hurt or want to see someone get in trouble or want to see someone.
Big world
saw for
that.
Exactly.
Well, what do you think? You have all those white people keep calling the cops on black people for stupid reasons. They want them to get hurt. They want them to get killed, arrested, or something. They want assets to be taken.
But once again, and that what type of satisfaction do you get out of that?
Right, like what is the? I don't understand what you get out of court. You're calling them. Let's start off with Miss Barbecue. What was her name? Barbecue Betty. Let's start off with her. You're calling. Because
no, I'm sorry, that's Permit Patty.
Permit, whatever. Because the person didn't have a permit to be in the park barbecuing. Guess what?
Yeah, they did
because they were allowed to barbecue in that area. They are allowed there. So what's your problem?
Red.
Wait, K-Dor, before you go, I gotta say it. They didn't offer no chicken.
And you know, but the bottom line is this: I see black people. Help.
Right. Nah, that he needed. She probably said, "I got this potato salad with raisins in it. Can I bring it?"
Oh, hell.
Oh, no.
That's real nasty.
That's
I got this potato salad with raisins. Do you guys need some? They're like, hell no.
Oh, no.
Need no potato salad with raisins in it.
That's
society today.
They think raisins belong in everything. Potato salad, fruitcake, everything. They think it belong in everything. Well, red do belong in fruitcake. But
oh, damn.
They think raisins belong in macaroni and cheese.
I hate raisins.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, it's like you do that and it's like what is up with these? They need a permit for this. What was the kid selling water or the girl was selling water?
Yeah.
Kids been doing that for years. Kids been doing that, just sitting outside. They'll do lemonade stands or they'll sell balloons or they sell. Kids been doing this for years. So why do you feel
you
the need to do something to these children or anybody?
Right. You know what I find interesting? And even though I was kind of angry when Bill Cosby bought the rights to Our Gang, a.k.a. the Little Rascals.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because he deemed it racist. But in the same token, I never looked at Little Rascals as racist.
Me neither.
Like, first of all, Stymie was the man. Stymie was the man. You know what I'm saying?
Stymie was smart.
Stymie wasn't slow. Yeah, he was about his business. But they were a gang. They were a team.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they didn't have to put a black person in there, but they did. They put two black people. I think it was 2 to 3 black people in there.
It was about 2 to 3 of them.
See,
they had to have Stymie because he talked.
Yeah.
And then they put Buckwheat,
but Farina was first. It was Farina.
Oh, yeah,
Farina. That's right. Oatmeal.
Of Marina.
Right. Of Marina.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
You guys going way too back for me. I can't remember these times, you know. I'm sorry.
Nah, I love it. Yo, I got the whole collection. Lil Rascal.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God,
we didn't get offended. We didn't get offended then.
Oh, my God.
So how was it that as primitive as things were then, all of a sudden now, as we progress, it's like we're becoming more hateful of certain things.
Right.
We're becoming less tolerant. We're becoming less tolerant.
We don't have tough skins anymore. We're all sensitive bitches to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I believe society is very weak. Brother,
you always say this. But you look at a lot of those older, it's like, sometimes I do it where I look at like the old Bugs Bunny cartoon. Now I'm looking at like, yo, this shit was racist. I said, why he had to talk like that? I said, boy.
But yo, it was funny. And we would watch
it
till this
funny.
Day, even though we know. But it was, that's the thing. It was just meant to be funny. We're just going to poke fun at black people. We're going to do this. It wasn't blackface. It wasn't none of that. It was just a cartoon.
I don't know if anybody remembers Tom and Jerry cartoon, one of the Tom and Jerry, and they had the black maid there. And she's been like, Tommy, what you doing, Tommy? And she always had her bedroom slippers in.
Well, let's be honest. You never saw the black man's face.
Yeah.
Right.
You just saw the legs and the dress,
but you and the arms maybe,
you
but you
the
never
voice.
Seen
and
the
accent,
face.
And the southern drawl.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Did you
yeah.
got Thomas? What are you doing now,
yeah.
Thomas?
What you doing out there, Tom?
What you doing out
that's,
there?
But I don't. That's why I'm like, yo. I don't know what the problem is, man. Like we could have just not. They could have just not implemented black characters or put black people on anything. So, but it's like you damned if you do and you damned if you don't. Some people just want to kind of twist the narrative.
But then it's like okay, they implemented the black characters, but then it's like they had to implement it for that time of you know. That timing of that decade or the timing, I guess that's how they had to do that.
I don't know. It was like back then, I think they did it out of the hell of it. But now, like, you force to put a black person, an Asian person, a gay person. Because if a show does not have one of the characters, or that show is considered racist or stereotype or something.
Exactly.
Some type
well,
of
well, look at Friends. Did you ever see anybody black on Friends?
No.
Seinfeld?
Not me.
Seinfeld?
Full House? Seinfeld?
Full House.
Did you ever see
any? No.
No.
No. No.
Oh, wait, no. Full House, it was a couple, but it was one, that girl, Journey Sumlet, she was on when the twins got older, when they started going to school,
she was
on there.
But she was extra yellow, so you know how that goes.
Yeah, well.
She's extra yellow. But, yo, we got less than 90 seconds. Hot Rod, we're popping for tomorrow night.
Oh, well, tomorrow night, you gave me a good topic to bring up tomorrow. Should white privilege be taught in schools?
Oh.
Brother B gave me that topic this morning. Thank you, Brother B. Something to discuss.
Yes, thank you, Brother B.
All right, well, on that note, you're welcome, sir. On that note, Miss Cherry, Big Red,
yep.
Hot Rod,
yo.
Hey dog. Thank you. This has definitely been a nice discussion. We gotta do it.
Oh my God.
Holla. I can't mess with y'all. On that note, thank you everyone. Another one in the can. That's the menu and everybody have a good night. Good night.
All right.
And make sure you get some paperwork when you sell that water, okay?
Oh my goodness.
Later, guys.
Later, y'all. Peace out.
Good night.